Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Tuesday night, June 7th, 2011. I'm Vince in the Bay, broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, the heart of the homosexual community, and I'm happy to be broadcasting live for the next 2 hours. I will be your audio erotic host for two more hours. And if you want to join me, get on the horn, dial in. The lines are wide open. 347-826-7667 is the number. Tonight's program is entitled Secret Fun Night. Earlier today, or this evening, Kishu and I made a little journey up to Santa Rosa, California, and we hung out with other entities, another gentleman, we'll just say, whose name will remain anonymous. But we hung out with this individual who was down with this whole Chanology thing. Chanology. Anyways, it was totally Kishu's idea. She wanted to go up to Santa Rosa and hang out and protest the Scientology offices there with the Chanology kids up there. And it ended up just being Kishu and this other gentleman and myself hanging out on the corner dancing for about 2 hours straight. And I'm pooped. I really am. That was quite a workout. I danced more than I have all year, just in that 2 hour time frame. I burned off a lot of pounds. I think I lost a couple jelly rolls, if you know what I'm saying. Sweating to the oldies. It was It's good times up there in Santa Rosa, California. Good times. Put a lot of smiles on people's faces. Got a few lulls. Got some video of it. Kishu's been here all week. It's been a fantastical time having her here in the Bay. And we've been documenting it all. And I think at some point, you'll probably see a pretty cool little montage of all the fantastical stuff we've been doing. Yeah, so there you have it. Shouts out to the Chit Chatters, Alcoholic, Donald Vetter, Dre Yeo, GLB Addicts Radio, John Brand, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, MILFtastic, Peppy Peterson, and Red Medicine. Dimitri just got in at the buzzer there, too. Good times. Well, it's Tuesday night. The board's wide open. Nobody's called in yet. What the fuck, people? Come on. Get on the horn already. 347-826-7667. Hey, Kishu. Hey, why don't you just give a quick shout-out to your bros in the chat room.
Yeah, those chat boys, baby. Gotta love them.
She doesn't like the microphone. I don't get it. All right, whatever. 347-826-7667 is the number, and we're going to do this. Alcoholic, your font is still pink from the ghost show earlier today. It doesn't have to stay pink anymore, dude. It's cool. We're among friends here. We're not trolling. We're not trying to like impress any 4chan kids. You know, you're among friends here, dude. Just relax, bro. Unless you're really a flaming homosexual and you want to keep the pink, I had no judgments. I mean, don't get me wrong. But it's just sort of like, at ease, Just relax, bro. Serious. Lose the pink font. You're among friends here. It's all good. So, wow, I just caught the Debbie Daly show there, which I assume is still, like, I'm sure those kids are still going strong into OT right now. Jesus Christ. That dude, Mike, I don't know where the fuck that asshole came from, but he just would not shut the fuck up. He totally took over the Debbie Daly show. Guy would not shut up. He's talking over the host. That's rude. Some a little bit of an egomaniac, kind of a douchebag. He seemed to he had a lot of good things to say, don't get me wrong, but kind of a douche. Like, you don't treat Debbie Daly not dead. You don't treat Debbie Daly like that. You don't talk over her like that. What the fuck is he thinking, man? What a dick. She just let him do it, too. I would have muted his ass after about 20 minutes. Jesus. He talked for like an hour and a half. More than that. 2 hours? The entire time I listened to her show, that asshole was talking. He sounded like he was on fucking meth or God knows what. Whatever. So what's going on in the news? What's new? San Francisco Examiner, this is Bay-related news, San Francisco Examiner has dubbed, reports that San Francisco is the most climate-ready city in the United States. San Francisco's, and another reason to move to San Francisco. San Francisco's environmental efforts are paying off better than all other metropolitan U.S. cities, according to a blog today from a climate change researcher. It was on a blog, so it's got to be true. I mean, if it was on a blog, then Jesus Christ. Posting on the website, Triple Pundit Boyd Cohen, CEO of the Vancouver, Canada-based CO2 Impact and author of the book Climate Capitalism, said San Francisco ranked the most, quote, climate-ready large city in the country. coincided San Francisco's political leadership, proactive universal community, active clean tech investment, huge gaping homosexual community with anal bleached cornholes, and a large number of LEED certified green buildings. The San Francisco's blah 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 blah. This guy's name is Nutter. Are you fucking kidding me? Environmental Department Director Melanie Nutter. This chick, I shit you not. The director of the Environmental Department is, her name is Melanie Nutter. And this is what Nutter says. San Francisco is committed to reducing its carbon footprint and to preparing for the inevitable efforts of climate change. It's great to get recognition for the good work San Franciscans have done. Yeah, she does sound like a fucking Nutter. Nutter added that the city still has much work to do in achieving its goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 20% to blah, 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 blah. Who gives a shit? I can't believe that. They cite a goddamn blog. That's why the Examiner doesn't exist anymore. The Examiner used to be a legit publication, like a legitimate newspaper. And then it turned into like a, literally like a leaflet, like a pamphlet, which pretty much all newspapers that are still in physical print form, they're all basically pamphlets now. Leaflets. But it's not, I don't even think the Examiner is that anymore. I think it's strictly online now. I don't think they pay, I think it's just a shell. It's like nothing. Like, I don't even think they even pay these people. Under the Dome. Yeah, whatever. So if you're, yeah, we had some lulls in Santa Rosa. Let me see if I can post a couple pics here. Yeah, here we go. Check this out. Lulls were here's earlier today. You're in the chit chat room. Oh, A Monet 28's in the chat room. Hey, baby. Good to see you, honey. Welcome to the show. There you go. And that was earlier today. We were out doing the Chanology crap. And we met this kid. This is the kid we met. This dude right here. Okay, let's see. I'm going to catch up with the chat room here. Let's see. John Brand says, Vince, to put up with your boring voice that makes me want to Hutchins on a door job. Promise to play some Ogg's Sack for Life. You guys are obsessed with Ogg's, man. It's kind of disturbing how much you love the Ogs. You just worship that guy. John Brand, you're gonna send me some more classic Ogs clips because I just have that one. I'm kind of tired of that one. So before the show is over, send me some classic Ogs and make sure it's under 2 minutes. 2 minutes and under clips. I don't want anything longer than 2 minutes. Because I get people sending me stuff like, oh, dude, you got to play this classic Skype Assholes and Bill Wagoner and blah, 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 and so-and-so for, and I get the clip, and it's like 3.5 hours. I'm like, I'm not playing this on my show. Fuck off. So get me some classic Ogs, two minutes and under, and I'll play it on the show. Oh, man, what else is going on here? So we had some lulls in Santa Rosa. I have video, too. Those are just the pics I took. And Kishu is just like a video whore. I've shot maybe like I shot a bunch of videos when we were at the Wombat show. But minus all those Wombat videos I shot, I've maybe shot maybe 3 or 4 videos with Kishu in it. And I swear to God, she is shooting her video camera like every 5 seconds. I think she has the entire thing documented pretty much in real time. Yeah, she's got like 5 hours worth of footage already. It's insane. I have maybe 3 minutes. It's not healthy. whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. We're hanging out. It's Tuesday night, and we're trying to get some lulls going here. Come on, you kids. Let's get this going here. Let's get some lulls going in this bitch. Okay, here we go. All right. Now we're talking. John Brand is sending me some shit. Let me figure this shit out. Let me get this shit together. Whoa. File transfer. Okay. And how do we do this? How do I accept this? Hello. Where's that? I hate Skype. I have the old version of Skype, and I heard the new version is garbage, so I'm sticking with the old one. But apparently I just got a clip of Oggs bitching about John Brand. That should be good. Nice little cat fight between those two Debbie Daly lapdogs. What else? Okay, so here I got this clip. Let's see. Let's check her out here, huh? Oh, good. Nice. Okay. Here we go. All right, I'm going to upload that. We're going to get some lulls here in a second. I promise, kids. I promise. We got some lulls on the way. The lulls boat is here right now, and we're going to hop aboard the lulls boat, and I'm going to upload this clip that John Brand just sent me, and away we go. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Don't be shy, kids. There's lulls for everyone right around the corner. Be right back. Lulls. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulls. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulls boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulls boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nyan 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 nyan. And lulls won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's lulls. Welcome aboard. It's lulls.
What a silly Negro.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
His dick talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is. Vince in Le Bay. Follow me on Twitter. It's up on the top of the screen, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. And I keep getting harassed by this Steve Ogles crew. And the only way to keep them from hacking into my switchboard and pranking me and giving me all kinds of grief is I just have to oblige them by playing some classic Steve Ogles clips. And I have a new one I'm ready to load up here. I uploaded it. It should be on the board now. Let me see. Refresh here. You know, I take requests. I really do. I don't. You know, I give the people what they want. Come on, this is where we're at, man. Entertainment is a two-way street now. I have a direct connection to my audience, right? If you want to internet buttstock me and literally hunt me down and rape me like some listeners do, you're welcome to. And if maybe you're not into that, maybe you just want to send me clips of maybe you're a homosexual who lives, I don't know, somewhere, let's say, anywhere on the planet. It could be, let's just say, Australia. And let's say you're a homosexual in Australia who's friends with the internal fag hag of BTR, Debbie Daly, and you're obsessed with one of Debbie Daly's gay boyfriends, Steve Ogle, and you just want to continue to funnel me clips of Steve Ogle being sloppy drunk so you can fap to it while you're listening to my show. And that's fine. I accept those requests as well. Send me anything you want to hear, as long as you do it via my my email. It's vincentthebay@gmail.com. Also, send your nudes there. So here we go, by request. Steve Ogles. This is a classic Steve Ogles cut. This is requested by John Brand. Whoa, Drea got kicked. How'd you get kicked? That's insane. Call in, Drea, and chime in for a second. But what the hell was I getting at? Oh yeah, you guys want to hear this classic cut of Steve Ogles? So this goes out to the sack. This goes out to the sack. Pretty much, this is classic Steve Ogles. Apparently, I haven't even heard this. I didn't even pre-screen this. I just uploaded it. It's only 30 seconds, so it can't be that bad. So here we go. This is via John Brand in the chat room. This is Steve Ogles going off on John Brand / Ralph Arama.
There's another EVP. How about that?
That's wild.
Now, do you not believe? Is Ralph in the room?
Ralph is in the room slamming me again. He has not stopped.
Ralph, don't. Ralph, I'm going to have to kick you out. I'm kicking you out. Now, Ralph, that's disrespectful to me, okay? Stop it and stop it right now. Okay, I'm going to kick you out.
He's downing my career. He's downing photographers. He's downing what I
Ralph.
Do. He's downing my sites.
Hold on.
You know,
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there.
That was kind of a fail clip, to be honest. I mean, that was mostly just Debbie talking. Yeah, my bad. I should have pre-screened that. That was terrible. I want an actual Augs clip. Like, this clip here that you gave me was great. Like, this one with
Steve's all back.
Steve's all back.
What's up, Debbie? How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up with you, Steve?
I'm fine, hon. How are you? I just want to make sure you're good.
All right. Anyways, we can fap to that later, kids. Whatever. This isn't the Debbie Daly Show. This is Vincent Bay Show. And if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I tried to fulfill a request, and I did it. There you go, John Brown. Come up, give me some Augs clips where he's actually saying some shit. Because he was just kind of like listening to Debbie Daly on that one, and it was kind of fail. Are you on the board, A. Monet? Is that you? Oh, that is you. Do you want to? Here, let me bring. I think my old producer is here. A. Monet, is that you, Amy?
It's me.
Hey, baby. Your hand wasn't up.
Hey.
I don't know if you remember the whole hand thing, but.
Yeah, I pushed one.
Oh, that's weird. It didn't. Well, your hand didn't rise, but my my boner sure did. Hearing your voice now, it's been so long. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah, you sound great.
Thanks. You.
Although one thing, it sounds, maybe it's just me, but it sounds like you're Patriot Gregging. It could just be me, but let's.
How come?
Yeah, it sounds like you're Your connection is cutting in and out. Audience, anybody listening, can you confirm this? That it's not just me. Is she? Yeah. Oh well. It's good to see you though. It's like it's been so long, baby.
I know it's been forever.
Oh, so much has happened. So much drama has come and gone. And, you know, things are good right now. I have, my co-hosts, Kishu, in the building. She's, over the last, month and a half, she's become a fixture on the program. And she took a vacation to San Francisco, and we've been hanging out for the last couple of days. And she's been kind of rediscovering San Francisco. She used to live here. And we've just been kind of like, been kind of like a little Bonnie and Clyde running around the city together.
Very nice.
Yeah. We just hung out in Santa Rosa. We protested out, did a dancing, essentially a dancing protest outside of the Scientology building.
Yeah.
It was all her idea. I personally wasn't. Oh, Jesus Christ, Kishu, could you not let put our business in the chat room? Do you mind? My God. So whatever. Yeah, so that's where we're at, more or less. I still have a lot of people, the same folks come through now and again, like the one angry Jew's still around.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's, the whole cast of characters is still kind of floating around. People come in and out. There's new folks that pop up every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really recognize anybody that's in there right now.
Yeah, you know, I have two of my new boyfriends on BTR are alcoholic. Red Medicine. Those are my two favorite buddies on BTR. You remember the BTR show, the Ghost Show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like always been my favorite BTR show, and I still listen to that program religiously during the day. Well, it's during the day for me. I guess for other people, it's early evening or whatever, but. These dudes, Alcoholic and Red Medicine, have been hanging out over there. They hang out over at Debbie Daly. And then they come over to my show as well. And so they're cool. They just kind of like chill in the chat room. John Brand, he is, I like to think of him as the barnacle on Debbie's Double D's. Himself attached to Debbie Daly. He's like her personal biographer / stalker / internet boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have in the chat room that I can talk smack about? Well, Melissa Hopkins in there. She is another BTR host. She saved my ass last night. Last night, Kishu and I got some dinner across town, and we're late getting back, so we did half the show from the bus on the way home, and Melissa Hopkins just happened to be called in, and I pulled her up on the switchboard on my phone. And she sort of like guest hosted essentially while we were riding the bus home. But it was fun. We were doing the show on the bus, and we had to like sit on opposite ends of the bus because there's like, believe it or not, there's a little bit of lag between callers and stuff. So mm-hmm. We would get a really bad echo, like. Reverb thing going on when we were both on at the same time and near each other. So like when we were walking down the street, I'd have to stay like a block ahead of her.
Oh no.
It's difficult doing a BTR show with a co-host when you're walking around, you know, mm-hmm. fucking Polk Street at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. Melissa Hopkins. Yeah. Red Medicine given some backstory on Melissa Hopkins. She is a lush and, she likes to mix pills and wine, and we do kind of sort of perform a virtual intervention with her every night. We try to bring to call to attention her faults and her addiction,
I see.
And, it's not to say we aren't perfect either. I'm not perfect either. You know, I have my addictions. I have my vices. You know, I have shit I have to get under control too. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes seeing what other people have to get under control will inspire you to sort of root out the problems you have. So we all sort of, as a group here on this program, we essentially perform a virtual intervention with Melissa Hopkins every night. Do you remember Goofy Bone?
Yes, I do.
Goofy Bone, still around. He stopped doing shows for a while. He started up his show again. And he's got a really cute little co-host named Mouse, who I stole from him. And every once in a while when Kishu is passed out and from some sort of overdose of prescription medication, I usually have Mouse fill in for her, and we hit perform phone sex basically on air for 2 hours whenever Mouse comes through. So that's turned into sort of a new little feature every once in a while here on the show. So yeah, so things are moving and shaking. We're trying to mix it up, keep it fresh, keep it new, keep some variety going.
Very good.
I've been getting raided periodically.
Oh.
Yeah, raided like these internet trolls, these kids that like hang out on message boards, and they just I guess they've found a couple of these message boards have found out about Blog Talk Radio, and
mm-hmm.
they, you know, periodically they'll target shows on BTR, and they just go from show to show to show to show, and every once in a while they hit me. And so there's been a, I'd say over the course of the last 2 or 3 months, I've been hit hard maybe like 3 or 4 times. And we're talking, like, look at my chat room right now. I mean, this is a good typical night. This is a nice healthy show. There's
mm-hmm.
what, 16 users listening right at this moment, and
uh-huh.
you know, that's decent. When I get raided, it will say like 200 users, 300 users.
Mm-hmm.
And like I had a show where I had, by the end of the show, I had 700 listeners and 150 callers. It was just insanity.
Wow.
And the chat room will be moving so fast, it's just ridiculous. And the guy who's really the master of being trolled or raided, he gets basically raided on a daily basis, is Ghost. He gets, like, he'll get 200 or at least 100, 150 users on there at any one time, almost on a daily basis.
It's crazy.
Oh God, Bill, or I'm sorry, Augs for Vince. All right, we'll try this. Okay. So far, okay, another thing that's going on tonight, I guess, apparently, is John Brand in the chat room, Debbie Daly's lapdog, Barnacle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's obsessed with Steve Ogle, who's a regular on Debbie Daly's show. And so him and a couple other people just love Steve Ogle's another drunk.
Everybody's drunk on BTR.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Right.
It's the same old thing. It's just different drunks now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest drunk that's on the scene that's really blowing everybody out of the water is Steve Ogle. Like, he puts Melissa Hopkins is a sloppy drunk, you know, chick, but Steve Ogle puts her to shame. And so John Brand's obsessed, like many people, is obsessed with Steve Ogle's. So he's sending me different clips, classic clips of Steve Ogle making a buffoon out of himself. And so far he's 1 for 2. He sent me one the other day that was pretty win. That was about that you know, I played it pretty much every night on my show because he comes in here and requests it. But he just sent me one right now that was kind of lame. Now he's sending me another one that's taken a little while to download. But once I get it, I'll try that. I'll try that a little bit later. We'll see if you can pull this one off, John Brand. Oh, wait, 18 minutes long? No, fuck that. I'm not playing an 18-minute clip. No. Nope. I'll, you know, maybe I'll listen to it later and
cut it down.
Maybe if I listen to it later and I find little choice bits that I like, I'll cut it up and put together a highlight reel. But I'm not playing an 18-minute clip, nor am I going to spend half the show jogging through an 18-minute clip. So no disrespect, but I told you, man, I'm only going to play a 2-minute clip. If you're sending me something on the fly that you want me to play on the show right now, it's got to be under 2 minutes, or I'm just not going to play it on the show. Like, I will certainly take this clip and watch it and listen to it and after the show and probably get a lot of lulls out of it, I'm sure. And then I'll chop it up and play it later for you, dude. But, yeah, I just, I got skills, but I'm not gonna work my skills that hard. Anyway, I got a call here from the 415. What's up, 415? You're on the air. Yeah, caller on the
Vince?
Yeah, this is Vince. Who's this? Yeah,
this
who's this?
This is 50 Rubles.
50 Rubles. Yeah, I thought so. I just wanted to make sure. What's up, Jim?
Oh, nothing. Building a dog, what do you call it? Fence gate.
Yeah, why don't you tell me what you're building your dog fence gate out of exactly?
Uranium, depleted uranium.
For real?
Yeah, dude, what else are you going to make a fence gate out of these days?
I don't know. I haven't
bamboo?
Made one.
Bamboo?
Wow. Is that... That's what I used to make it out of, was bamboo. I thought,
what's going on in the show tonight?
Oh, nothing much. Kishu and I had a long day today, so she's kind of like just chilling out in the background here while I'm taking calls and talking about nonsense as of recent. Oh, and I have... actually, I did take one call and have a caller on with me now who's an old friend of the show, Amy. She was my former producer. She was my producer at one point. Remember that, Amy? Remember when you used to produce my show?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, so I'm still in search for a new producer. In the interim, I've been working double duty as producer, host, engineer, all that shit. So still looking for a replacement for Amy. She's
don't replace me. I'll come back.
No, you've moved on to bigger and better things. I know. You know, don't even tease me like that.
Oh, I will. I would come back for you, Vince.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh. Okay. Well, does that mean you're back now?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Back
on the air.
We're back. All right. The team is back. I have
back
a producer again. My producer, Amy, is back. Sweet. Amy. All right, Amy, your first act as my producer is I need to get Anthony Weiner on as my guest tomorrow night. Can you book him?
Okay, I can do my best.
I mean, this is the hot story on the internet right now. We got to get this guy on.
Hey, what's going on? All I do is see the tweets. But what the hell? Who is he? And what did he do?
Oh, he just tweeted a bunch of pics of him of his nutsack and like his wiener. Well, his wiener, obviously.
Who is he?
He's a congressman. He's a Democratic congressman.
And his last name is Weiner?
Yes.
Yeah, his last name is Weiner, and he tweeted a picture of his wiener.
You're fucking kidding me. You guys, is this bullshit, or is it?
No,
serious?
I think it is serious.
I think it is bullshit. It's, like, too good to be true. Like, seriously.
There's no fucking way, dude. It's like that thing of, what's his name, Tupac alive in New Zealand, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Shit. Well,
I don't know. If my last name was Wiener, I'd be like, why not show my Wiener?
You should change, and I think everybody on your show should change your last name to Ruble.
or at least 50 of us, or at least 49 of us, so you could then be...
Yeah,
and
then you could be one Ruble, two, and I'll be the granddad king, 50.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, I'll be 33 rubles.
You can be 25, dude.
No, I want to be 33 rubles.
33 rubles, yeah, that's good. 37, 33, any of those. 43, Jim T.
Winning.
Hey. Oh, what's going on with the Charlie Sheen? I haven't seen him in the news lately.
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
Oh, he's still around, bro. He's still around. Are you following him on Twitter?
No, I don't. I didn't, because I figure it's just stupid.
It is stupid.
Somebody was at the show at the Masonic Temple. I worked with a guy with a stagehand who was at the show.
Uh-huh.
And he said it was kind of stupid that it wasn't that good. That was like a few months ago, so maybe his show's better now.
I don't know, man. I heard the first one in Detroit. The first one in Detroit got just torn to shreds. He got fucking booed off stage, I think.
He did his first show in Detroit. That's
yeah, he
fucking
got ripped to shreds. He totally revamped it, and then I think it got better after that. But I don't know. I didn't really pay close enough attention to.
No. Anyway, he's still like the porn star, coke taking shit guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Well, my phone battery's going to die, man. Nice checking in.
Oh, thank God for that. All right. Thanks, bro. That's 50 rubles, everybody. 50 rubles.
I'll let you, boy. Later, man.
Yep.
See you.
50 rubles. If you want to join us, it's Vince and my producer, Amy. We're taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. And, yeah, we're going to take a little brickety break, and if you don't like it, well, then you can go fuck yourself. I'll be right back. My homegirl, producer Amy, she's back, baby. No wieners allowed. I can't go for that. No can do. Producer Amy back in the building. Oh yeah, feels so good.
Thank you. cualquier forma de vida ha completado, la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo, el hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. All right, the answer to Red Medicine's question, Red Medicine is in the chat room. He's furiously trying to get intel on what's going on with me and my sexual life. And I can tell you unequivocally, Red Medicine, that Kishu has video of everything, all right? And this is going to blow the doors off the entire internet. The shit that we have on video, the shit that we've shot over the last, 4 days, is going to fucking blow your minds. You don't even know. It's like, it's beyond trolling. It's beyond porn. It's beyond pranks. It's beyond just miscellaneous hijinks. It's beyond disorderly conduct. It's just going to fucking, you're going to nut really hard when you see this shit. Sack for life. Lines are open, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay back with my producer, Amy. She's on the board tonight. And if you want to join us, do it now. Any hoot.
Come and get some.
John Brand asks if I have a thimble penis. No, John Brand, I use a thimble as a condom. That's how the joke works. So all right. So they keep talking about Steve Ogle. Do you want a little taste of Steve Ogle? Get an idea of who they're talking about here.
Yeah.
All right. Because if I don't do this, they're gonna call in and like prank call me and hack my switchboard and all kinds of shit. So Steve Ogle is the reigning drunk champion on Blog Talk Radio. And here's a classic clip of him on Debbie Daly, as always on Debbie Daly.
Steve's all back. What's up, Debbie? How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up with you, Steve?
I'm fine, hon. How are you? You're good. And I'm just checking some stages, and there you are.
What do you mean you're checking stages?
Did the show and we're not with not, and then I did the show with like 4 other people, so I kind of clock those guys out. And starting new is fresh.
Oh my god, who would have ever thought it? It's craziness. No one would have ever think that way.
Steve, are you okay?
I'm just laughing my ass off.
I know.
That's 100% definite. That every word.
Blah 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 blah.
That.
Yeah, hit me in that.
And anything you need, let us know. We'll be there. All right, please.
Who the fuck is he? We'll be there. Who the fuck is? What is he talking about? He's completely incoherent when he's drunk. It's just insane.
That's pretty good stuff, right there.
Oh, jeez. So that just gives you a quick little glimpse into it. And yes, I know John Brand in the chat room saying that's the wrong clip, bro. No, that's the right clip. That's the one I meant to play. I'm not going to play your 18-minute, magnum opus. He gave me an 18-minute clip and said, "Here, dude, play this." I'm not Debbie Daly. I don't jog through the fucking entire archive of all my shows or somebody else's shows on it.
Right.
I just don't
right.
do that. I'm sorry, I don't do that. I won't. I refuse. But that clip kind of sums it up right there. He's a sloppy drunk, and he calls into Debbie's show, and he's funny to prank and have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, a couple of these guys have have doxed him and found some customer reviews of some of his photography work, because he's a freelance photographer. That's what he does for a living. And he always claims, you know, complains to Debbie Daly that he's so tired all the time because he's working 17, 18-hour days doing his photography work.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on the internet and they find that he's got these very dissatisfied customers. Who knows? It could all be a troll, though. These are trolls.
This is true. This is true.
These are trolls. They could have made up these fake consumer reviews for all.
Right. You never know here. That's the thing. So, but I mean, it's pretty funny to listen to for sure.
Oh yeah.
So you missed me, right?
Dude, are you kidding me? I can't believe you're back. This is, I'm stunned. I'm speechless. I can't even just register. This is awesome. I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
80s DJ routine hack. Okay, it's interesting how each person that takes a jab at my style of DJing or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different era for each person.
For
John Brand, it's the 80s. For who is it? Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You remember Nature Boy, right?
Yeah, I remember Nature Boy.
What did he say? He's like, you're a radio 1960s radio ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing any more Steve Ogle shit. So you guys are going to have to... Seriously, you know what you guys should do is just get together all your clips of Steve Ogle's, put them all together, and just cut them up and splice them together in 30-minute chunks, and do your own goddamn BTR show where you just play a loop for 30 minutes of Steve Ogle's, all right? And you guys can get in that chat room, and you can fap to that, all right? I played your clip. I'm not going to play your 18-minute magnum opus Steve Ogle's cut, but I'll listen to it tonight after I get done with this shit. I will certainly. I appreciate your contribution, John Brand. If nothing, you do bring ad content to my show. I seriously respect that and appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. I just don't expect me to you know. Play an 18-minute clip on the fly here, okay? It's just not going to happen. It's all good. We're getting dangerously close to wrapping up the first hour of the Disorderly Conduct program. I really appreciate the love I'm getting in the chat room here. This is some good shit. We got some folks that are... Oh, God, the Jew's here now. Great. Your old friend, the Jew, Amy. Hey, Jew, check it out. My producer, Amy, is back.
I know. I just saw him in chat. Oh.
did you just get wet? Are you wet now?
No. Absolutely not. Oh, my God. Like, oh, shit.
No, the Jew's good. The Jew has found his niche here on BTR after all this time.
Did he?
He came on the scene a little bit harsh. He's still abrasive, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he's sort of settled into his spot here on BTR. He's sort of the resident heckler.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at his best. He's really found his niche, I think, as the sort of the little pit bull heckler sort of jester on the Bill Wagoner show.
Hmm.
But yeah, he's talking some smack about you in the chat room.
I know. I just saw.
How dare you, Jew? You fucking dick! How dare you? She's, you know, my producer Amy has been gone for all these months, and she's back now. She sounds as sexy and fantastic as ever. She sounds like she's in great shape, and you're belittling her with this vile, you know, just sophomoric humor.
I'm surprised he hasn't called in already.
He will. He will. Just sit tight. He wants a piece of you, baby. I think you got. You guys
we used to fight a lot.
used to get it on.
He got really interested when I said that I liked pleasure pain, and he was like, "Oh, please do continue and explain this."
Yeah, you are a kink. You are a kinky one. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty, naughty girl. You need a spanking.
Always.
If anybody wants to join me here and verbally spank Amy here on air, she's my producer. She's back on the show again after all these months leaving me hanging. I've been looking for a new producer this whole time, and lo and behold, it looks like the replacement will ultimately be Amy, the producer herself. So that's...
Because nobody can replace me.
Apparently not. So what kind of music are you listening to these days? What's in heavy rotation with you?
Billy Talent.
What the fuck is that?
You always say that to everything that I listen to. Like, we clearly do not listen to the same kind of music.
Not even close. Like, I think you're on a different... I think you're in some bizarro parallel universe, to be honest. I don't think any of these bands will exist in my sort of type space continuum.
No, check out Billy Talent and tell me that you don't like him. It's good
Billy
stuff.
Talent? Like T-A-L-E-N-T?
Yeah.
Billy
yeah.
Talent?
Mm-hmm.
Billy Talent. Okay. Well, describe it. Describe it to the audience while I'm looking this up. Billy Talent. What's your favorite song by Billy Talent? Surrender.
I was going to say Surrender is a really good one.
Ooh, Surrender. I don't want the censored version. I want the naughty version.
Yeah.
Is it a really naughty song?
Oh, man, there's one song that I really, really love, and I'm trying to think. I can't remember the name of it.
Does that sound like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it sounds kind of gay and fruity. It sounds like something that Keishu would probably like.
Oh, it's not fruity. Don't even say that.
It sounds like indie rockish, like
yeah, a little bit.
Wallflower, like I'm a wallflower. I just go to a show and just kind of like sort of just lurch in the corner and just kind of maybe at best I nod my head for a couple of minutes during one song. That's like how I get down at a show. I'm just
nothing
there for the scene. I'm just there to like look at people. No, to be seen, but not make eye contact with anybody. Just kind of look cool in my skinny jeans and my Chuck Taylors and my little hoodie that's like five sizes too small. And,
are you making fun of the way I dress?
No, I'm just fucking around. I'm trying to get the song for you. I'll play the song.
Okay,
the
okay. This is the one I was talking about. You need to check out Pins and Needles.
Pins and
one
Needles?
Of my favorite songs. Yeah.
By Billy
totally.
Talent?
Yes.
Yeah, good, because that other song is kind of gay.
Sympathy is good, too.
All right, it sounds kind of emo-ish.
No.
Is this Christian rock?
No. No, not at all.
Yeah, this sounds like Christian rock. It's Mormon rock.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not at all, though. You'll have to listen to, like, the whole thing when you're, like, not on air or whatever. But, yeah.
Hey, Ju, if you're so fucking bored, why don't you fucking call into the show and liven things up, all right? You piece
of
garbage.
Keep the shit.
I'm sorry if we can't entertain you with some conspiracy nonsense. Sorry we can't, like, go talk on. I'm sorry I don't have some crackhead on meth spewing for nonstop for 2 hours about the horrors of Wall Street, like some paranoid freakazoid who thinks that the Zionist conspiracy is out to get him. Come on, you want some? Oh, he wants some Ethel Merman. You want some Ethel Merman? All right, will that shut you up? You piece of shit, Jew. Piece of garbage. He likes Ethel Merman. That piece of shit. All right. Fine. Here it is. So be it.
Gentlemen, Miss Ethel.
Listen, Fozzie, don't be discouraged. Even if you don't.
This is Ethel Merman with the Muppets. The Muppets. Here we go.
Listen, Fozzie, don't be discouraged. Even if you don't make a lot of money, you're doing what you love to do. Just look around you. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops. The sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. I've said this before, but there's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they've hung a star. Let's go on with our show. There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing,
everything the traffic will allow.
Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
There's no people like no people. They smile when they are low.
Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold, but still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with our show.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got talent right.
Oh, yeah. All right, look at that. We're in hour number two now. If you're just tuning in, it's Vince in the Bay with my producer Amy back with me now. Amy, it's so glad to have you back on the show. It's just like putting on an old pair of socks. It feels so good and so right.
Oh yeah.
It's so comfy to have you back on me. I mean on the show.
It's good to be back.
Oh yeah. Shouts out to all the listeners in the chit chat room holding it down tonight. Appreciate the love, Alcoholic, A. Monet 28, Beach Bum 55, Donald Vetter, Jimmy Logan, John Brand, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, MILFtastic, One Angry Jew, and Red Medicine. Also, several guest listeners, shouts to you for tuning in as well. And the lines are open. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. And, of course, one person who's not shy nor bashful is the One Angry Jew. And, Amy, I hope you're ready. The Jew's going to come on here in a second.
I'm ready.
All right, I'm going to give you a minute to gather yourself and just mentally prepare because he's been a while.
Okay.
Anyway, before we get to the Jew, I want to remind people to check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Follow me on there. I'll follow you back. Also, what else? Oh, I got a YouTube. I've been shooting a lot of videos. My flip camera is completely full. 4 hours of video that I have, of which I've almost zero has been posted on my YouTube. So I'm going to slowly start assembling that stuff and putting that out there on my YouTube. It's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. You know, subscribe to me on there. I'll subscribe back. Vince in the Bay. That's it. Straight up. Just youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. Also, hit me up with your requests, fan mail, hate mail, nudes, I take it all, vinceinthebay@gmail.com. That's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. I do accept wiener photos, too. It's fine. I don't care. Wiener never sent me anything, but that don't mean shit. Amy, did you ever get any personal wiener photos?
I did not.
Okay. Oh, I'll send you one of mine just to make up for it. All right. Kiddos, let's do it, shall we? Let's bring on the man, the myth, the legend. You know him, you love him, the One Angry Jew. What's up, Jew? What it do?
When you go down the chat room and you read off the names and you come to mine, I want you to pause and then say, One Angry Jew. Slower. Savor the words. Try it.
Okay, I'll try it again. Let me do it again. But I have to do it in context, so I'm gonna have to do the whole chat list. But
that's
when
fine.
When I get to your name, I'll try to implement that.
I want
that
you to think of the guy who played Lou Zamuda on the remake or that whatever the Man in the Moon, the one about what was the guy that played Lanka
Andy
Gravis?
Kaufman. Andy Kaufman.
I want you to think of the guy who played Lou Zamuda is sitting in the office with Howard Stern as the executive at NBC, telling Howard Stern it's WNBC. Okay? Now read the chat room. Go ahead.
I you threw me off actually with that guy, because now I'm trying to think of what character you're. Are you talking about? Was Paul Giamatti in that film?
Yeah, I'm talking about Pig Vomit.
Who played him? Who was the actor that played him though?
I think that was Paul Giamatti.
Was it Paul Giamatti? Okay. All right. Fuck it. I'm just gonna do this again. Right.
He was doing because when he sat with Howard, he said, "Come on, Howard, you can do it." WNBC, right? So let's get this chat room right, because obviously I don't want to.
All right, I'm muting him. Sorry, Amy.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to try it again, though. I want to get this right, because that's a very important thing when you're in the acting industry, the voice over industry. It doesn't matter. You have to learn how to take direction well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking this as a challenge. Like, suppose the Jew's my client, right? And we all have these clients. If you're an independent contractor, if you're a freelancer, you're working for yourself, you usually have clients, and the clients are the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking this as a challenge. Some people might be offended by the Jew, and in this situation it would just be like, "Oh, fuck you, Jew. I'm not going to say your name at all." But, you know, no. And you know what? Some people don't even have the balls to even acknowledge their chat room. So I'm already ahead of the game. But anyway, whatever. You get my point. I'm gonna go down the list again. And this time I'm going to play the music. I got to do it proper. Like, if I'm gonna pause for dramatic emphasis and all this bullshit, I better cue up the fucking roll call. Were you around when I used to do the chat roll calls with the I don't know, it's like the marching band music, like the Marines theme song or some shit. Anyways, here, well, let's do this proper. This is how I was doing it for a while. That's right, kids. It's time for the chat roll call. That's the part of the program where I salute you, the listener, and you, the chit-chatter in the chit-chat room, for your valiant service to Vince and the Bay and the overall Blog Talk Radio community. I'm talking about you, alcoholic, A. Monet 28, Beach Bum 55, Donald Weber, Guest 34, Guest 37, 47, 6, Guest 93, Jimmy Logan, John Brand, Tishu, Melissa Hopkins, MILFtastic, The One Angry Jew, Red Medicine, Guest 102, Guest 45, Guest 87235, and so on and so forth, blobity, bloobity, blobity. You get the point, you understand what I'm coming from, you're picking up what I'm putting down, and that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying, Chuck?
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
So what do you think? What do you think, Joe?
All right, I like the way you did the one angry Jew. That was great. I just have one thing to add to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think you should say guest whatever. You know, they don't have the fucking wherewithal to sign up so they can have a real name. Then fuck them. Why read their names off in the chat? They're just wasted. They don't even exist. They can't write anything. All they do is sit there, passive, sucking in the venom, the awful whatever. Just fuck them.
I agree with that, actually.
Stop reading them. They don't deserve it. They're useless waste of life. Protoplasm with no purpose. Fluid with no container.
Hey, Amy, what's your horoscope? I forgot.
What's what?
What's your horoscope?
I don't know. I haven't read it, but I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, okay. Do you want to know your horoscope today?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be for Wednesday.
How does she know she's a Sagittarius? They've changed it.
No, the real, not the real one, not the fake one that they changed.
Which one was fake, the real one or the real one?
The real one, not the new one.
Oh, okay, the real one was good. All right.
The first one's the real one, not the new one. The new one's the fake one.
Right.
Bunch of fucking pagans, all of them.
All right. So, Sagittarius, if you're out there, you're listening, Sagittarius, this is what you can look forward to for Wednesday, June 8th, 2011. Your key planet Jupiter harmonizes with imaginative Neptune.
Did you say Jupiter?
Jupiter, yes.
Was that J-E-W or J-U-P?
Jupiter.
Sounded like Jupiter.
Do you want to turn this into another Zionist conspiracy ranting program like Debbie Daly's, or do you want me to finish this goddamn horoscope?
I'm not even sure.
Okay, continuing. I'm going to start over. Your key planet, Jupiter, harmonizes with imaginative Neptune today, activating your vision for an ideal future. Although your new goals may be not fully fulfilled and grounded in reality, they can still inspire you to work harder to break through your old limitations. However, it might seem as if your current work duties are standing in your way of your long-term success. Don't make any significant changes just yet. Fulfilling your immediate responsibilities may help you progress more than you will ever realize. Also, make sure to have really crazy phone sex with a certain internet personality off of Blog Talk Radio sometime in the immediate future. Hit him up on Skype. I think you're already friends with him on Skype. And that's it. That's it. That's Sagittarius. Sagittarius horoscope.
Wow. That was really in detail.
If anybody else wants a horoscope, I can read it for you. I'm more than happy to oblige. Shouts out to Fat Red Dragon, hanging out
Let's
tonight.
Let's hear the one for cancer.
What the hell is that guy doing up right now? Jesus Christ, it's past his bedtime. It's like 3 in the morning where he is.
Cancer.
It's 3 in the morning here, too.
Man, how do you kids do it? Are you guys all on crack? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I told you I'm half robot.
Wow, you're pretty hard. You're pretty hot for a replicant. Who's this Donald Ogle? And is he related to Steve? Okay. MILFtastic wants Taurus. I can read Taurus. That's what I am. I'm a Taurus. Here we go, Taurus, baby. Wednesday, June 8th, 2011, Taurus. You might not feel secure enough to reveal what's actually on your mind because you're afraid that the reaction you'll receive won't be in your favor. However, if you only share some of your emotions, you could set up a situation where you inadvertently alienate a close friend or lover. Your attempt to withhold parts of your story will be more apparent than you realize. It is better to simply tell everyone everything and then deal with whatever fallout occurs. And you probably won't get your seat next time around when you run for Congress in Brooklyn. Peace out, you piece of crap. And that's the end of Taurus. I don't know. Didn't that sound like that was like for Anthony Weiner right there?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you really didn't say Weiner properly.
Oh, sorry. I'm not a Jew like you, bro. Please.
I'll help you out. It's Weiner.
Weiner.
Yeah. That just sounds gay.
That's exactly right. But that's what they would do in school. They'd say, oh, your name is Anthony what? Weiner. Okay.
Hey, I wonder if Oscar Mayer has seen any marked increase in sales lately.
Can you sing the Oscar Mayer song?
No, I can't. But if you give me the lyrics, send me the lyrics in the chat, I certainly
will. I can
give
tell
a
you
shot.
What to. Well, I know that Melissa can. Bring Melissa on and.
Oh, please, Melissa. Oh, by all means, Melissa. Please, somebody wake up Melissa. Get her on here. I want Melissa. If I could get Melissa Hopkins to sing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song,
I think you can.
Would be amazing. Are you kidding me? That would be some fucking radio. That would be radio gold, baby.
I thought we just had radio gold.
Wakey, wakey.
Oh, that's not gay.
My baloney has a first name.
No, fuck up. I wish I was an Oscar Mayer Wiener. That is
what I truly
want to be.
Like,
now, where's
yeah.
Melissa?
Somebody, for the love of God, wake up Melissa Hopkins. Can we? You know what would be cool is if, you know how on some chat applications you can buzz people and it'll go, and it'll make their whole thing like jiggle.
I hope she's not driving.
BTR needs to employ that. Some way you could like buzz somebody in the chat room and wake them up and it makes
BTR
their whole
thing. BTR has that.
Oh, there's little ads?
No. It's called the homeless. You can hire the homeless in the locale where they're located.
Uh-huh.
They will show up, four or five of them, with a wiffle ball bat and beat them around the head and neck until they wake up.
That sounds entertaining. I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'm sure you would.
I would subscribe.
Well, it is a subscription-based program.
You know what I'm missing right now? Is it today or tomorrow that Bonnaroo starts? Does anybody know?
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Bonnaroo.
It's a concert. It's a huge. It's they're celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. It's a huge concert, a music festival. I think Fish is playing it. Conan played it last year.
Bonnaroo.
Fish, have we become so low that we only name things with one name now?
Bonnaroo.
Steak. Yeah, steak. That was the restaurant I drove.
A Bonnaroo.
Meat was another one.
Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo.
You think you could explain? Bonnaroo. Jane.
Bonnaroo.
Who is Bill White?
Bonnaroo.
The commentator.
Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo.
Speaking of really gay, what happened to that gay guy from Texas, the one that
Bonnaroo.
Late at night?
Hi, Conan O'Brien here. Hi, Conan O'Brien here with Bonnaroo's lineup for 2011.
Yeah,
Bonnaroo. 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 Can't stop saying Bonnaroo. 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 Bonnaroo.
Almost like
Bonnaroo.
Like Jew.
Bonnaroo.
A boner Jew. A boner on a Jew.
Oh, is that right?
A Jew.
You know, really, when you're happy, you get a little silly. It's not attractive.
Oh, you know who gets silly when they're happy is you, you piece of shit. Yesterday, I get fucking sucked into a call with three well-known personalities on Blog Talk Radio, and this guy right here has got the biggest boner on of all of them because I guess apparently because he's hosting the call, and you wouldn't shut the fuck up about this wiener thing, but what was funny though is you brought us all on because this was happening as the whole wiener scenario. It was right after Breitbart had
it was
left
a play
the stage.
By play. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right after Breitbart left the stage. You pulled me in with three other well-known BTR personalities, and we were hanging out in this Skype chat, and we're watching, we're listening to the Wiener speech in real time, and chatting. And one of these BTR personalities, who shall go nameless, is so clueless as far as the news cycle about the irony of what he's doing. While we're chatting, but he's having a snack, and what is he snacking on? A hot dog. And I'm like, dude, Are you eating a hot dog in honor of Wienergate? And he's like, what the fuck's Wienergate?
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? You have not had a television on or the internet on in the last week? You're eating a hot dog and I say Wienergate? Unreal.
That's fantastic.
Classic moment. Classic moment. And
no, look, that was a bit unkind. You have to understand that he is hating all of the Philippines.
This particular
They're not happy about it.
This gentleman we're referring to is not well liked by the Filipino population.
I mean, this is off of Yahoo Answers Canada. Who is Bill Wagner, the commentator? What's his story? I heard he was a racist. Is it true? What was his religious view? What was his beliefs? I've been searching it on the net, but pretty hard to find something about him. That's not true. And I found some sources, but it's all haters. Not really a good source of information. And then the answer is, he's the one who created the page, Philippines Belongs to the Devil. In my opinion, he is a racist. Really.
The hell was that, dude? I'm sorry, your voice bores the balls off me. What, could you give me a Reader's Digest?
It was the Reader's Digest. This was 5 pages long. I just condensed that for you. It can be condensed no more. It would be silent if it was condensed anymore.
Which is what... Yeah, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind. 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in now. I got the Jew and producer Amy on with me. I know there's some callers out there that want to... Jesus Christ. Donald Ogle has some Philippines Belongs to the Devil page? What's this?
Now, you do know that they call you Vincent the Gay, right?
Yes, I do. Why?
All right. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't bother me. Why?
Why do you ask a question with a question?
Because that's what he wants to do.
I said it doesn't bother you. And
I said, no, it doesn't. Why?
Right. Exactly.
I want to know why you ask. Why is it relevant? I answered the question. I said, no, it doesn't bother me. And then I followed up with a question of my own, a rebuttal, if you will.
A rebuttal?
Not a rebuttal, a question. I finished my statement and asked you a question in return. How about that?
Rebuttal. That's very confusing. You got the rebuttals, the questions, the
answers. Who are you?
I don't even know where to go with that. Can you tell me?
No, I can't. So I guess the only recourse we have, Jew, is to mute you. And Amy and I will just take it from here for a little bit. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm checking out this Philippines Belongs to the Devil page. I wish I was on Facebook still. I would like this page. But I do see that there's some pictures. It looks like one of the pictures might be Bill Wagner. Another picture looks like, I can't tell, it's some guy with a, I wonder if I can click on it. Marry a USA man, live your dream life in USA, Filipina girls join free, sabarnas.com or some shit, and there's some weird dude with a heart. Don't litter. Okay, this is kind of creepy. Bill Wagner's picture's on it. And it says, it was founded in May 2011. Philippines Belongs to the Devil is the page, and it's got this weird fruity like version of the Filipino flag. I think it kind of looks like the some flag, but the stripes have been replaced with like the gay pride rainbow flag, and it looks like it's basically a defaced Filipino flag. And it says the BWC proudly supports Westboro Baptist Church to spread awareness of the false religious practices in the Philippines. God bless Bill Wagner and Robert Louis Soto. Call us on Skype, blah, 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 blah. Add us on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. This looks legit. This looks legit. I think if I had a Facebook page, I would like that. I don't need a Facebook page to like that. I'll tell you right now, you know, openly, I like that page that you sent me, so. Shouts out to you and Sack for Life, biatches. It's Vincent Bay. My sack is rested right here alongside my producer who has returned to the show tonight. That's right, my producer Amy hanging tight with me tonight as poor little Kishu, she's not used to the city life here. She's used to riding around suburban desert territory down there in Arizona, and she's been visiting me here in San Francisco, and we walk everywhere here. I walk everywhere. I take the bus or walk. If I have to go out of town, I will with the car, but that's it. I just drive around an old beater that just basically collects parking tickets, and you know, I use it to get from A to B if I have to. And today we used it to go up to Santa Rosa to hang out with the Chanology kids up there who were protesting the Scientology building over there.
Oh my goodness!
It was kind of anticlimactic, to be honest. It was just really, it was just three of us. It was Kishu, me, and some dude. it was so pathetic. The organizer, the person that organized it, like put the website together and the whatever, didn't even show up. She couldn't make it.
Oh no!
That it was. Oh, terrible. We got plenty of video though. It was fun. I danced. I literally danced for like an hour and a half straight, I think.
That's great. I would have paid to see that.
we got some video. Kishu has been shooting video like a fucking mad woman. It's out of control. And she uses it. She doesn't even use it really as a video camera so much as like a dictation device. Mm-hmm. Like she'll shoot a video, but she won't keep it steady. She'll just like talk, and she'll talk into the phone as she's videoing and just narrate. She'll just narrate. She just dictates like, I'm over here. I mean, here's Vince the Bay, and we're going over the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's the Golden Gate Bridge. There's the city in the background, and there's this, and there's that. And it's really cute, actually. I think it's great.
She
I can't,
does sound
I can't
cute.
Wait to, I want to get a copy of all her stuff and just cut it together into like edit it together into something, because she's so cute. She's having such a ball, and yeah, she's really getting really. I can tell she's not used to walking around a lot though. Mm-hmm. She gets really tired really easy. And I warned her. I told her. I was like, dude, you need to get... She's like, what should I bring with me? I was like, bring the one thing I told her is just bring a pair of tennis shoes. That's it. You'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Bring layers and a pair of tennis shoes, and you're good in San Francisco. And maybe a raincoat, or, you know, you can get an umbrella here, because it did rain a couple of days here, but not too bad at all. You just need layers, and you need a good pair of shoes to walk in, comfortable shoes that... to walk in. Of course, she didn't bring that. She brought all this girly. She's a girly girl. She's got all this, like, you know, she's got heels and stuff. And the only thing she had to walk around in the city was like some designer flats.
Oh no! Did she like go and buy some like walking shoes or something?
Her feet are fucking destroyed. She's just tired at the end of the day. Like right now, she just. Pooped out. She's just gone. She crashed out. That's how she's been pretty much every night. We just walk around. I was anticipating her being like in the studio, on my show, on the mic, like every night. It was going to be cool in studio Kishu. No, it's been cool hanging out with her, like, you know, hanging out and you know, gallivanting around town. But we're out doing shit all day, and then we get back and she just passes out because she's not used to the activity. And so she's gone. She's toast. Luckily though, every night I've had somebody fill the void, and tonight it's you, and you've been fantastic. I'm so glad you're back, honey.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm glad I'm back. It's good.
Yeah. And if you're wondering who that is, that's Amy, my producer. She's back. I've been doing all the producing duties myself. I have been. Amy, you'd be proud of me. I've booked. Hey, you'd be proud of me, boo. I booked quite a few guests. I've had a number of guests. If you go back into my archives far enough, you'll see I have had a lot of guests on the show. Filmmakers and musicians and all kinds of people. And I even had this dude, well, I was supposed to have this guy, Barrett Brown, who is this journalist who got wrapped up in this whole, I guess he covered the Anonymous, like all these hacktivists that congregate on the internet and sort of congregate under the guise of this anonymous umbrella, if you were, a monkeyer, if you will. And wait, what was I talking? Who was I talking about? I got distracted by the chat room.
I know I did too. Someone thinks that I sound underage. I'm 29.
I do most of the. I hate to sound like Debbie Daly, but I really just don't go in there. That's the hate room. I just don't go in there. It's just where the hate lives. It's so funny. Like the other day, she didn't open her chat room for like 10 or 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and people were having a shit fit. People were like posting messages, "Where's the chat room?" And she's like, but she's still broadcasting. She's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have to open the chat room. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm so sorry. Oh my God." She's like freaking out about not having a chat room. And then like halfway into the show, she's like, "I just can't stand the chat room. I just can't stand it. It's a hate room. I'm gonna go somewhere else. It's gonna go away." But I do that too. Not because I think it's the hate room, just because it's talk radio, and I'm trying to make it talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to just sort of zone out at a corner in the room or something and talk to the ceiling or talk to the street or just sort of focus on something other than the computer screen, and then I'll want my eyes or will wander back, and of course, boom, there it is, the chat room, and the fucking
yeah.
all I see in there is just. Is just the same shit. Just Sack for Life. Play some Ogles. Sack for Life. Play some Steve Ogles. Please play some Steve Ogles.
Got up Vince to play some Steve Ogles. That Jimmy Logan dude keeps wanting to meet. He keeps wanting me to moan or like recite something from that movie Scrooged. I'm like, oh my God, that's so weird. Like,
yeah, recite something from Scrooge. That might be interesting. I think if you read the phone book, that would be hot.
Totally.
Totally, baby. Do you want to get freaky? Do you want to get freaky? I get freaky with some of my co-hosts. If you want, you can get freaky.
I know you can get freaky.
Do. Oh my God, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can do that off air too. It don't matter. I mean, we do have the Jew here. It's kind of uncomfortable, to be honest, to do anything freaky with the Jew just kind of lurking in the background there. It's kind of, I still have an erection right now because you're here, Amy, but I just don't think I can go all the way with the Jew just kind of lingering back there in the background.
Oh, you don't like people to watch. That kind of turns me on.
Well, no, I'm down with... No, you know. No, both know that you and I are fine with an audience. What I'm saying is just that particular audience I have a problem with.
I get you. I understand.
Anyway... Shouts out to the chat room. You guys are just fucking blowing it up in there. It's out of control. Got a lot of guest listeners. Damn. Hey, you people, if you're a guest listener, you're new to BTR, you know you can get a profile and log on and get into the chat room.
Yes, come chat with me. Sign up.
I know, Stabby. I get it. I can't sing. I get it, dude. It's all good, bro. It's all good. I won't torture you anymore.
Pretty, pretty, please. Come talk to me.
All right, let's bring the Jew back on. What's up, Jew? Well, you've been quiet there. What's on your mind?
Quiet or muted?
Quietly muted.
Yes, I see. Did you see the wise bearded man when you were at your Scientology picket?
Dude, I didn't see any a wild bearded man.
No, the wise bearded man.
The wise bearded man. No,
that would be Mark Bunker. You don't know Mark Bunker?
No, mm-mm. No. Dude, this This was not the headquarters. First of all, I was not at the headquarters of Scientology at all. It was just a little, you know, there are little, like, offices all over the world that are Scientology offices.
Yes, they have them in every city.
It's like Acorn, you know? In San Francisco, there's like three or four of them. There's a main one.
It's a Scientology church.
Yeah, there's a huge one in Hollywood, an enormous one on Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles. That one is a monstrosity. That's insane. I honestly don't really give a shit about Scientology and don't see what the big deal is. To me, it's just sort of a shtick at this point, and I think it's cute and fun and all, but I was along for the ride. Kishu was it was all her idea. And it was fun to go up to Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa is a beautiful place. We ate at a really great little taqueria there, had a nice little meal. They served us proper there. It was a good day for sure. And I burned off some pounds for sure. I sweated to God knows what he was playing, some sort of techno nonsense. It didn't matter. I was shaked my booty literally.
Is that Freedomizer Radio? Is that Freedomizer Radio? Tuscan.
I think that might be Wild Goose. I think he's got the login to that.
Oh, I see. All right. And tell Stabby McHugs that Xenu is spelled with an X, not a Z. You do know about Xenu, right?
I don't know. I don't know about any of that shit. Again, I told you I was along for the ride.
Well, you're not up to OT7 or 8.
Again. Know. I was anticipating that Kishu was gonna help sort of recount our experience today on the show.
Well, where is she?
She passed out. She's tired from fucking dancing too much. That's all we did was dance. That's all we did was dance. It was hilarious. I got some great dancing footage. Jew, get out. Do I have to? I'll open a. You want me to open a tiny chat and I'll just play all the video that I shot today? Is that going to make you feel better?
All right, that's fine. But you got to play some more Ethel Merman. These fucking guests with their no names and everybody else.
Maybe that's not. Maybe that's not Wild Goose. I thought maybe that was Wild Goose. Is the Freedom?
I think it's Tuscan.
Who's Tuscan?
Bob Tuscan.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Apparently he follows me around BTR. A lot of people follow me around BTR. Why is that?
You got a lot of groupies, bro. What can you say?
I don't understand. What is it?
You're a sexy man. You're a sexy man. The women like you. The men like you. You have fans. You have fans, bro. Mm.
Even the craziest mofos have fans. So.
Believe it or not, you have a fan club, and apparently a good portion of them are in attendance in my chat room as we speak.
Could be because I'm here.
That's what I'm thinking the deal is. Yeah.
I think it's because I'm here.
As Steve Ogles would say,
nobody knew you were going to be
this
here.
This is a real deal. This is a real deal, all right?
Yeah. Forget the Steve Ogles stuff. We want to hear some more Ethel Merman. Thank you.
No Ethel Merman. We're done with all that. I'm going to play one song when we leave, and that's for Amy, and that's it. That's it. I'm not playing anymore. I'm taking calls. That's it. We got 15 minutes to go. We're just going to chit-chat here until it's time to leave, and at that point I will play this one last track. I think I uploaded it. What was that gay band that you were into, that emo band you were telling me about, Amy?
Oh, Billy Talent.
Billy Talent. Well, again, you want to go eat? You want to eat in a restaurant? Sure. What's it called? Steak. Oh, okay. What do they serve there? Fish. You know, what the fuck is wrong with this country?
People like you.
Right. You got a place that's called Fish that serves steak. You got a place that's called Steak serves fish. You go figure it out. I need some clarity.
That's just boring.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The fish or the stink?
The clarity.
Oh my gosh, speaking of fish, I had the best fish and chips I think I've ever had in my entire lifetime last night.
Did you travel to England for that?
No, I had it in San Francisco. It was fantabulous. And it was made by a Chinaman.
Were the chips greasy?
No, they were kind of like, they're almost like I would describe them, they were almost like marshmallows, I would say.
A Chinaman. Is that something out of Kung Fu? You're going to carry a pot across the room?
Or like,
what's
or
the
like
deal?
Dried out tofu, like the fries.
I see.
The fries were, it was weird. It was a weird texture.
Did the Chinaman smell?
No, he was clean.
Well, how could he not smell like oil if he's cooking with that all the time?
Well, my nose is not that good. All right, you assholes, stop spamming my chat room with that sack bullshit, all right? Seriously, no more sack crap, all right? I'm going to have to start muting you assholes if you don't quit that sack nonsense, all right? You know, these guys hacked into my switchboard last night. They claim to represent Steve Ogles. None of these guys are. If these guys were real Steve Ogles crew, they would have called in and hacked my show like they did last night and played fucking 2112 or Hemispheres or some shit like that. These guys are posers. They're all fucking posers. All right, you know, I'm gonna start fucking muting you assholes. I'm muting all you fuckers.
I think Jimmy and Red Medicine should call in.
I think this asshole needs to be muted. Wait, what the hell is this thing doing? Okay, Freedomizer is certainly getting muted. That guy, you know, all right, gone or not gone. I don't kick people. I don't do that. But I will mute you. You will lose your John Brand. I'm glad you're sacked for life, John Brand, because I don't have to keep seeing your request for me to play your fucking butt buddy Steve Ogles fucking clips. Dimitri, who the fuck are you, Dimitri?
Jimmy, you call in and I'll moan a little for you.
Red Medicine wants a piece of this. Red Medicine wants a little piece of this. Oh, yeah. Oh, Red Medicine wants a little of this. Oh, Red Medicine gets a little bit. Oh, who else? Who else? Melissa Hopkins, you haven't said anything all night. You're muted too, bitch. Who else? Who else wants some of this? Who else is saying Steve Ogles crew, all right? Yeah, all right, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, you bitches. You pieces of garbage.
You guys then went and pissed him off.
And Miss Melissa, yeah, Melissa Hopkins is a part of it too. She pretends like she's not, but she's always here when they're here. You notice that? Whenever these Steve Ogles crew assholes come in here, Melissa's always in here before them, like with them, and like I think she's the one that's control. Her and Steve and probably Goofy Bone are all. It's all the drunks, all the late night drunks. Those assholes are manipulating this whole fucking shit. You guys, seriously. All right, there you go. That's a warning. That's a warning to you all. All right. All right. Just cool it. All right. Let's chill out. Let's be civilized people here. All right. We're gonna take some calls. We've got 10 minutes to go. Let's just have a respectful show. Okay. Look. Even the Jew is being. I haven't muted him. He's right here. He's being obedient.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing along.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, exactly. And these Steve Ogles ass fucks come in here, and it's always at the end of the show too. Fucking that. All right, okay, you know what? That's the Jew being a fucking ass. All right, I got a caller here. 816, you're on. What's up?
Oh, this is me, Amy. Totally called in.
Who?
It's Jimmy Logan.
Who are you?
Jimmy Logan. Amy told me to call.
Oh, Jimmy Logan. Yeah, hey, what's up? Jimmy Logan, what's on your mind, bro?
I don't know. Amy told me to call in. She's just going to start talking and stuff.
Oh. Well, start talking, bro.
No, she's supposed to start talking. She told me to call in if she would.
Oh, is that what you said, Amy? Would you say you were going to...
I told him to call in and I'd moan for him.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Okay, I'm going to mute your ass and we're going to have her moan for a little bit. Do you want me to...
Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Do you want me to set the mood? Do you want me to dim the lights, play some mood music? Is that... Let's do this, honey. It's just you. Don't worry. We'll make this nice and easy for you. I'm going to dim the lights. you know, don't look at the chat room. If I have to, if you, you want me to mute everybody in the chat room so you can get in the mood, and then I'll put some music on.
No, I'm good.
All right, here we go. Here we go, baby. All right, let's just get it on, baby. Go ahead. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful, Amy, producer Amy. Give us what we want.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to slap your ass to get you to moan for me? God damn it.
Please.
I don't have that sound effect. Sorry. If I was there, I'd slap that ass. Get both those cheeks nice and red.
Oh, yeah.
As you arch your back, take a ruler to your ass cheeks.
So good.
Oh, you're supposed to moan and stuff, though. You're not supposed to say, oh, good. You're supposed to be like, ooh. I think I'm gonna have to fap immediately. Immediately. Oh wow, that was the sexiest shit I've. All right, let's go back to the caller. Caller, did that satisfy you? Were you happy with that?
That yeah, that was good. Everybody enjoyed that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a whole lot more where that came from, my brother.
Hey, make it happen, Captain.
We don't have enough time or hours in the day for that.
All right. Well, how about next time?
We're gonna take that offline, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, homie. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate the call. So 5 minutes to go here. 5 minutes to take a call or two. If you want to do it now. Jump on the horn, 347-826-7667 is the number. Hello, Kingdom here. I see you. Hello, Amonay, Beachbone 55, Dimitri, Donald Ogle, Fat Red Dragon, Freedomizer Radio, Jimmy Logan, John Brand, Hishu, Kingdom here, Melissa Hopkins, One Angry Jew, Red Medicine, and Stabby McHugs. Tons of guest listeners, too. Great turnout. I really appreciate the love. This has been a lot of fun tonight. This is not necessarily a politics show, Kingdom here, to answer your question in the chat room. I guess for the next five minutes before I get out of here, since I don't have any calls, I guess for the next 5 minutes, Amy, my producer Amy, and myself will just answer questions from the chatters. So if anybody in the chat room wants to ask a question, feel free to do so. Kingdom here asks, is this a politics show? No, not necessarily. I can talk about politics. I can talk about anything, baby. Seriously. Dude, ask me a question. I'll answer it. I can talk politics. I can talk finance. I can talk sports. I can talk whatever, dude. I mean, if I don't know about it, I can, I can wing it.
Ask away.
Yeah. Sex questions. I definitely have answers to. I can give you advice. You need some advice in your life. Financial advice. I will not give out financial advice. I will talk about economics and finance, but I will not give out advice financially. That's it. Everything else is fair game. Freedomizer is on the line. All right, let's go to the. Oh, all right. Freedomizer, you're on. What's up?
Sack for life. You made me
right,
do
look,
this.
You
now
asshole.
It's time to
look.
Hack you. Let's play some Ox Clips. Yeah!
No Ox
Clips.
We're
doing it. We're doing it.
Shit.
We're doing
pieces
it.
Pieces of shit. No, you
made
cannot.
Us do
I'm
this.
Not letting you hack my shit again, dude. You did it. You guys did
now.
This last
yes.
night. I'm not. I don't appreciate this. I've already
come at
played
me, bro.
Clips enough. And I know what you're going to do. This is what they do every 22 night.
22 years of hand-to-hand combat. Come at
this
me, bro.
Is what, this is what they do. See,
Thieves
I can't even mute him.
All
I can't
back.
Even mute him.
Thieves all back.
Yeah, I can't even
do it. Thieves all back.
God damn it. This is what they do. These are the worst. These guys are the worst guys of all. They're worse than the BWC. They're worse than Anonymous. They're worse than all this shit. I can't. What he's going to do is he's going to mute me in a second, and he's going to play some 112 or, I don't know, Sympathy for the Devil, some Rush song. And then suddenly I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's been fun. It's been a good time. And, I assume at some point he's cut me off already. I can't tell. Hello, am I on? Can you hear me, Amy?
I can
troll
hear
harder,
you.
My friends.
Steve's all back.
Steve's all back.
What's up, Debbie? How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up with you, Steve?
I'm fine, hon. How are you? I just want to make sure we're good. And I'm just checking some stages, and there you are.
Get out of here. Producer Amy, thank you so much for coming back. Now that you're back, I'm sure we'll get a good handle on all this nonsense, these sack pieces of shit. It's ironic that the acronym for their little club is sack.
Yeah.
Because none of these guys have a fucking ball sack to be in reality, you know what I mean?
Mhm. Yeah.
Stupid.
Lamers.
So, yeah. Anyway, shout out to Wild Goose for coming through there at the end and representing Sack for Life, yo. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Shout out to Kishu, who's passed out in the corner studio. We'll be back tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. No, wait, 2 a.m. Eastern. Jesus Christ. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check me out in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter. If you're not, I'll follow you back. It's twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And in the meantime, enjoy this little tune. Amy, what was the name of that band again?
Billy Talent.
That's a band and not a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so gay.
Oh, my God. Vince.
See you later.
Thank you, very nice.